of birds, crickets, frogs. American composer Douglas Quinn is behind that recording. Now, he's been collecting natural sounds of animals and birds in places like Antarctica, Africa, Brazil, and now he's in Australia. He's been doing this for more than 30 years, and this is from Queensland. It's amazing stuff. And Doug joins us now. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Meph. How are you?
I'm good, Doug. Are you the David Attenborough of sound or the Audubon of audio?
There you go. Oh, I'm honoured and flattered. Hey, one of my idols, Attenborough, seriously.
Oh, but that's so, what you've been doing. You've been travelling around the world and recording sounds of the earth and the animals. How did you get there?
You know, it's a long journey. And, you know, as a young person, I fell in love with Jane Goodall and the work she was doing with chimpanzees and was always interested in music, particularly the sort of progressive rock, Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, King Crimson, all of that stuff, and trying to find a way to marry them, discovering the work of John Cage is a great way to pull together the natural soundscape with my interest in music and being out with critters in the wild.
Oh, how lovely. It sounds like a dream job. Tell us about that piece we just heard, the Abattoir Swamp in Queensland.
It's up. And, you know, I made that recording back when we had, you know, a meter of rain in 1 week in December, and I thought I was going to grow gills. It was really, really wonderful to hear everything come to life in these little pockets of swamp up in the Daintree. And you were listening to a recording sort of hours before dawn and a wide variety of frogs, really. White-lipped green tree frog and other small ones and just the swamp coming to life with all that water.
And you've even placed a microphone underwater to pick up the sounds of the swamp. I think we've got an example here.
Yeah.
Whoa. You can hear everything.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All the little insects skipping across the surface.
Yeah, and then down and underneath. And, you know, it take a lifetime to figure out, you know, what's down there. But what a great range of sound. So it's just as busy in the water as it is above the water with all those different textures and sounds that sound like radio frequencies whispering away.
Oh, it's amazing. Douglas Quinn, you've traveled the world and recorded these sounds. And you make music out of it. You make sound design out of it. How are the sounds of Australia unique to say the rest of the world?
Gosh, you know, that's a great question. And I think there's so many singular species here that are found nowhere else on the planet. And I think not only do you have unique creatures, but the soundscape itself, the balance of all of those things coming together and sounding makes this really wonderful place. So you have, I mean, things like the pied butcher bird or the lyre bird or even, you know, common birds to us, magpies and kookaburras, that just don't exist anywhere else. So it's a pretty magical place in its diversity.
I can't wait to find out how we got you here in Australia. That's coming. But you mentioned the birds. One of your favourite recordings in Australia has been of the spotted catbird. Now, I'm not across the spotted catbird, but I am now. Let's take a listen. Sounds like my cat's biting out the back at night.
It really does.
Why do you love this one so much?
Oh, I think because it's so evocative. And, I had to do a double take in the darkness. You know, I had no idea what I was listening to begin with because it doesn't sound like a bird. And so a little research and, you know, in the clear light of day, there you have it. You know, you're asking about what's unique about Australia. Well, there's one example right there, just echoing through the forest.
Isn't that amazing?
In twilight. Yeah, it really is.
Douglas Quinn is with me. He's a sound designer, naturalist, public radio commentator, and also a music composer here to record the sounds of Australia. Yeah, what brought you here? What are you doing here in Australia?
Oh, I love Australia. I've been so privileged. This is my fourth trip here. And so I've come from Syracuse University in New York, where I teach, and was invited to do a visiting fellowship at the Conservatorium of Music here in Hobart in Tasmania. And have been working with students and collaborating with faculty and connecting with a wide variety of conservation groups, especially the Tasmanian Land Conservancy folks, and doing workshops. So it's, you know, wonderful combination of field work and connecting with people in place.
How good is your job, Douglas? I mean, you must feel so in tune with the land on which you stand, wherever you are.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point. I mean, I do think of my life as being really privileged to make these connections. And I really think of myself gathering these recordings as really a steward of these sounds and sharing them is the most important thing. And, you know, drawing attention to the riches and wonders of the world around us. And I think, what a great job.
Oh, yeah. You also sometimes work with other composers, and I'll play a little bit of this. And can you tell us about it? This is something you've done with, I think it's David Rothenberg, is that right?
Yeah, David Rothenberg.
And this is the beluga whale.
Yeah.
Communicating, and it made it onto a song. Let's listen. I could listen to that all day. Yeah. Little beluga whales whistling in the background there.
Yeah. It was a wonderful collaboration. David Rothenberg's a fabulous musician, clarinetist, and lots of other musicians on that album, including Bill Douglas, great shakuhachi player, bass player. And yeah, it was sort of an improvisation, riffing off the sounds of beluga whales from Alaska. And yeah, just a great way to kind of respond to and feel connected to those creatures with whom we share the planet.
Well, I look forward to hearing more that you come up with in your time in Tasmania, and hopefully you get to spend a bit more time around the country as well. But thank you so much for joining us, Douglas.
Great. Thanks, Smith.
It's beautiful stuff.
Take care.
I could leave it on all day. That's American composer Douglas Quinn there, sound designer, naturalist, radio commentator, and also music composer.